Yeah, to be a pro, man. You know, it's a lot going on in the city. You can enjoy yourself, but you also got to know this is a business trip, and business come first. And I think we got a lot of guys who grew up and a lot of guys who know what's at stake. You know, it could be our last game, the best game. So I believe that, you know, everybody's on one accord, and I believe everybody is ready and locked in for this game. No problem, man.
And what do you have playing for Olsen this weekend?
You know, I'm just going to play my game, you know, try to be the best coverage linebacker. You know, try to give him a hard time out there. You know, he's one of the best players I ever saw at tight end, versatile, agile. But I think I'm one of the best players I ever saw, too. So it should be a great matchup.
2 games in a row where you're playing the league's top tight ends. What do you think about that?
I love it, man. It's the NFL, man. Who wouldn't love a challenge, man? And to be at the biggest stage and to have that challenge in front of you, it's going to test all of it. I think it's going to be a great show for the fans and everybody who loves watching the NFL. You know, I played him one time before, man. I love what he's doing, you know, and I love the way he's approaching it and playing. He's one of the best, you know, unique players I ever saw, you know, and he grew a lot, man, and I like that. So come from humble beginnings. So, you know, I got plans on my sleeve, but, you know, it's just to win the game and do my job and be the best player come Sunday. It's going to be a tough matchup, but it's going to be one of the best matchups. Why not do it at Super Bowl 50? I love Mr. Bowler, man. He gave me my first chance to play NFL football. And, you know, it's weird not seeing him around, man, but I have none but the utmost respect for him, man. What he did for this organization, you know, it's our job to keep it moving. And, you know, he come from so much, man. And to see him not around the locker room, you know, it hurts. But well, I know that he doing what he can, man, and it's tough. So my job is to fight for him on the field and keep the Bronco thing alive, man.
Super Bowl memory?
My first Super Bowl, the media. You know, I was just here, and, you know, the media was, it was a little bit more crazier, but, you know, it's, I learned to just, you know, be humble and soak it all in, man, because it don't come around too often, man. You gotta take it all with the good and the bad, the ugly. You got to soak it all in, man.
Rephrase the question. That was a great answer, but rephrase the question. As a kid, what was the first Super Bowl you recall watching on TV?
Oh, the one I really remember is when T.O. Did that dance, right? Was it Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I was like, man, oh, man, is this what the NFL is about? I can go out there and dance, have fun all day. But for me to see that and to be here right now, man, it's crazy. You know, you see DeMarcus, you know, you see Peyton, guys you've seen playing in the games before. And to be here, it's a blessing, man. And I'm just trying to make my name known so little kids can see me and be like, oh, Danny Trevathan was there, now I'm here. So, man, just give them hope. You know, whatever you believe in, you can achieve it.
What's the best advice DeMarcus has given you this week?
Be hungry, man. He told me, go out there. Don't worry about nothing. He got the edge. Come down there, hat screaming, and hit everything. Fly around. Have fun, man.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. I think, you know, everybody who was here took something from it. You know, I just took, you know, I feel like I could have gave a little bit more. I don't know what it was, but I feel like I could have gave a little bit more to my team because we lost. And, you know, I worked my tail off, and my team was right there, man. They worked their tail off. You know, a lot of people didn't play in the game. So, you know, I'm giving them my input on it and tell them to just attack it. Soak it all in, enjoy it, but know it's a business trip. And come Sunday, put together your best game. Nah, there's no redemption, man. This is all about Super Bowl 50, the Gold Bowl. And we're trying to be the team who win it and take it home.
The Gold Bowl.
The Gold Bowl. I love gold. So, you know, I hate to lose this one. But, you know, I believe we're prepared. We got a couple more days to get to it and fine-tune some things. I think it's going to be one of the best games we ever played. Right. I mean, people think what they want to think. You know, you can't control that, man. A lot of people have been downplaying our defense the whole year, man. All we've been doing is eating out there. So, you know, keep feeding us, man. And it's giving us motivation to go ahead and put together one of the best performances people ever saw. So our defense is some humble guys, but we're some hungry guys. So people don't get it twisted.
All right, we saw Cam Newton 3 years
Mm-hmm.
Does that give you confidence heading into this one that you've done that before? You've made life miserable for him?
It doesn't. You know, he didn't get better since then. I believe we did. So, you know, I can't really judge it based on that game. You know, he's grown up different scheme. You know, he's still Cam Newton, but he's just, you know, grew into himself and grew up a little bit more. So, you know, I took what I could from the film, but at the same time, I know he's a different animal, and I'm a different animal out there on that field. So I got to put together my best game. You just treat it, you know, like you've been doing the whole season, man. It's the biggest game, but, you know, it's still the NFL and it's still the game, man. And, you know, I'm a guy who don't really overthink things. I just soak it all in, go with the flow, man. I'm just a cool, mellow guy. And, you know, I'm humbled, but I know what's at stake. And I know this is one of the biggest games, but I'm locked in and focused and I'm ready to go. It's been fun, man. It's exciting, man. I love this group of guys, man. And I wouldn't rather be nowhere else in this world than right here with these guys, ready to go to war with them and put together the helmet, put that helmet on to go out there and make some memories. Appreciate it, man. Nice, man. He come from humble beginnings, so you can't do nothing but respect him, man. Whatever going on, you know, that's not our job, you know. But our job is just to shut him down when he comes here. We love his play, but they haven't played us yet. So, you know, our job is to shut that down when they come in town, like I said. Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be a big challenge. You know, a lot of people is making it, you know, whether it win or lose based on that. You know, it's a lot of plays that dictate the outcome. But, you know, he's one of the best players in the league, and he's one of the most unique. He makes plays for his team, and he wants to win. So I think it's going to be a competitive game, one of the best, probably one of the best games I ever played. And, you know, it's so much hyped around this running attack and, you know, offense versus defense, attitude versus attitude. You got to love it, man. Super Bowl 50.